Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1488 of our trek, and our focus on Friday is future technologies and societal advances. So we call it Futuristic Fridays. My personality is one that I've always been very future-oriented. Since my childhood, I have yearned for the exploration and discovery of new technologies and advancements for the future. I grew up on the original Star Trek series, and even today, as I am now on my 65th revolution around the sun, I still dream of traveling in space. Each week, we will explore rapidly converging technologies and advancements, which will radically change our lives. At times, these topics may sound like something out of a science fiction novel. But each area that we will explore is already well on its way on becoming a reality over the next couple of decades. To keep with our theme of Ask Gramps, I will put our weekly topics in the form of a question, which will get us on track. This week's question is, hey Gramps, COVID-19 has accelerated the drive to online shopping, but what type of changes in retail shopping and customer service can we expect during this next decade? So today we want to explore artificial intelligence and shopping. Last week, our focus was on the 3D printing revolution. This week, we will learn how artificial intelligence will change our shopping experiences. I am using some of the information mentioned in Peter Diamandis' blog and his book, The Future is Faster Than You Think. Artificial intelligence and 5G broadband are radically changing the retail shopping as we know it. During 2019, there were over 25 major retail bankruptcies. In 2020, especially with the ongoing impact of COVID-19, the retail apocalypse is only accelerating. What's coming next is quite astounding. Why drive to a store when you can speak what you want? Revenue from products purchased via voice commands is expected to quadruple from $2 billion today to $8 billion by 2023, just three short years. Virtual reality, augmented reality, and 3D printing are converging with artificial intelligence and drones, along with the 5G network, to transform shopping on every dimension. As a result, shopping is becoming dematerialized, demonetized, democratized, and delocalized from the top-to-bottom transformation of the retail world. Let's look at a day in the life at 2030. Let's time travel together to October 2nd, 2030, a sunny day in Dallas. You have an important speech to give at a luncheon tomorrow, but you just realize that you have nothing to wear to it. The last thing you want to do is drive through congested traffic and spend several hours at the mall. And fortunately, that is no longer a requirement in 2030. Your body image data is still current, as you had it scanned only a week ago. Put on your VR headset and have a conversation with your AI. You might say, it's time to buy a suit for tomorrow's luncheon speech. And that's all you have to say. In a moment, you will be teleported to your virtual clothing store. Zero travel time, no freeway traffic, parking hassles, or angry hordes wielding baby strollers. Instead, you have entered your own personal clothing store. Everything is in your exact size, and I mean everything. The store has access to nearly every designer and style on the planet. Ask your AI to show you something that's hot in Paris, France, and presto, you have an instant fashion show. Every model you see looks exactly like you, only dressed in Paris's latest design. When you're done selecting an outfit, your AI pays the bill, as your new clothes are being 3D printed at a warehouse before speeding on its way via drone delivery, and a digital version of what you've just ordered is added to your personal inventory for use at future virtual events. And you might say, well, this sounds awful costly, but thanks to the era of no middleman, it may be even less than half what you would pay in stores today. Yet this future is not all that far off, maybe only 10 years. Part of this scenario is made possible by digital assistants. So let's transport back to today and begin with the basic, the act of turning the desire into a purchase. Most of us navigate to shopping malls or online marketplaces alone, hoping to stumble across the right item and the right fit. Let's dream a little and say you were fortunate enough to employ a personal assistant. You would have the luxury of describing what you want to someone else who knows you well enough to buy the exact right thing most of the time. But let's come back to reality, since most of us don't have that personal assistant. In the not-too-distant future, we can turn to our digital assistant. Right now, the four horsemen of the retail apocalypse are waging war for our wallets. Amazon Alexa, Google Now, Apple Siri, and Alibaba's Tmall Genie are going head-to-head in a battle to become the platform du jour for voice-activated AI-assisted commerce. For baby boomers like myself, who grew up watching Captain Kirk talk to an Enterprise computer on Star Trek, digital assistants seem a little science fiction. But for most millennials, it's just the next logical step in the world of automagical. As those millennials enter the consumer prime, revenues from products purchased by voice-driven commands are projected to leap fourfold in the next 3 years. We already see a significant change in purchasing habit. On average, consumers using the Amazon Echo spent more than the standard Amazon Prime customer, $2,000 per year versus $1,500 per year. As far as AI fashion advisor goes, they are already available, courtesy of both Alibaba and Amazon. Alibaba has a special day they call Single Days, which is a shopping festival. Alibaba's fashion AI concept stores uses deep learning to make suggestions based on human fashion experts' advice and store inventory. This deep learning drives a significant portion of the day's $25 billion in sales. In a similar fashion, Amazon's shopping algorithm makes personalized clothing recommendations based on the user preference and social media behavior. This transformation is also driving customer service, which is so important in retail sales. AI is disrupting more than just personalized fashion and e-commerce. Its next big break will take place in the customer service arena. According to a recent Zentech study, good customer service increases the possibility of increasing purchases by 42%, while lousy customer service translates into a 52% chance of losing that sale forever. This means that more than half of us will stop shopping at a store due to a single disappointing customer service interaction, and I know that would be true for me. These are significant financial stakes. They are also problems perfectly suited for an AI solution. During the 2018 Google I/O conference, CEO Sundar Pichai demoed the Google Duplex, their next generation of digital assistants. Pichai played the audience a series of pre-recorded phone calls made by Google Duplex. The first call made a reservation at a restaurant. The second one booked a haircut appointment, amusing the audience with a long mid-call. In neither case did the person on the other end of the phone have any idea that they were talking to an AI. This system's success speaks how seamlessly AI can blend into our retail lives and how convenient it will continue to make them. The same technology that Pichai demonstrated, which makes phone calls for consumers, can also answer phones for retailers, a development that's unfolding in two different ways. The first one is customer service coaches. The first example is Beyond Verbal, a Tel Aviv-based startup that has built an AI customer service coach for organizations interested in keeping humans involved. Simply by analyzing a customer's voice intonation, the system can tell whether the person on the phone is about to blow a gasket, is genuinely excited, or anything in between. Based on research of over 70,000 subjects in more than 30 languages, Beyond Verbal's app can detect 400 different markers of human moods, attitudes, and personality traits. It's already been integrated into call centers to help human sales agents understand and react to customer emotion, making those calls more pleasant and more profitable. For example, by analyzing word choice and vocal style, Beyond Verbal system can tell what kind of shopper the person on the line is. If they're an early adopter, the AI suggests to the sales agent to offer the latest and the greatest. If they're more conservative, it suggests items that are more tried and true. The second area is where AI is replacing customer service agents. Companies like New Zealand's Soul Machine are working to replace human customer service agents altogether. Powered by IBM Watson, Soul Machine builds lifelike customer service avatars designed for empathy, making them one of many helping to pioneer the field of emotional intelligence computing. With their technology, 40% of all customer service interactions are now resolved with a high degree of satisfaction where no human intervention is needed at all. Because the system is built using neural nets, it is continuously learning from every interaction, meaning that the percentages will continue to improve. The number of these interactions continues to grow as well. Software manufacturer Autodesk now includes the Soul Machine avatar with its Ava, which is the Autodesk virtual assistant, in all of its new software offerings. She lives in a small window on the screen, ready to soothe tempers, troubleshoot problems, and forever banish those long tech support hold times. For Dahmer Chrysler Services, Soul Machine has built an avatar named Sarah, who helps customers with three of the most annoying tasks: financing, leasing, and insuring a car. This just isn't about AI. It's about AI converging with additional exponentials. Add networks and sensors to the story, and it raises the scale of disruption, upping the FQ, which means a frictionless quotient, which will apply to our frictionless shopping adventure in the future. And some final thoughts for our topic today. Artificial intelligence makes retail cheaper, faster, and more efficient, touching everything from customer service to product delivery. It also redefines our shopping experience, making it frictionless, and once we allow AI to make the purchase for us, ultimately invisible. We need to be preparing for a future in which shopping is dematerialized, demonetized, democratized, and delocalized, otherwise known as the end of the malls. And within the next decade, it may not be truly the end to the malls. They will be transformed into a more immersive, whimsical, and imaginative shopping experience, complete with many other food and entertainment venues. Either way, it's a top-to-bottom transformation of the retail world. Changes like these mentioned today will also change how we interact with others as Christ followers. Let's be prepared for the changes and adopt them as we are able. These technologies will facilitate the building of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And our verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not just about a lot of talk, it is living by God's power. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Futuristic Friday as we look at another exciting exponential technology area on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next track will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,487 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you on Monday.